Our hero tonight, you won't be surprised, is Dr. Mark Skidmore, full professor, chair of state and local finance, government finance at Michigan State University, who has done really, he keeps saying it's not remarkable. I think it's very remarkable, his showing up and really helping to collect and organize all the documentation and do a much more thorough job than I had done. Greg Hunter, when he reviewed the report that Dr. Mark Skidmore has written and the documentation, he said, wow, he did you a solid. I love that. He did you a solid, and that's the truth. He did me a solid. But he did all of us a solid, because I think, you know, getting to the point where the federal government is in compliance with Article 1, the appropriation clause, would be just a miraculous contribution to bringing us back to some kind of rule of law. Anyway, we talk about in the interview what inspired him to do this, him and his background, why he thinks this is important. And we're very lucky to have somebody who's expert in state and local, because the real solutions are going to have to happen at the state and local level. No matter what you change at the federal level, we're still going to have to go to work. And that's why I love the interview with Chuck Marone of Strongtown. So, and I think the combination of Chuck Marone on the Strongtown interview and topic, and then this interview with Dr. Mark Skidmore, shows you that there's incredible intellectual power in this country to deal with real solutions and to deal with reality. And we just need to kind of start working with each other. And one of the things I told Greg Hunter today, I said, look, you don't need everybody. You need 5 to 10%. And if you look at the talent in this country that can be unleashed, it's incredible. And Skidmore is a great example of that talent.